We want others to enjoy what we take for granted. Unseen hands.
I forgot the words to it.
Shackled by a heavy burden, neath the load of guilt and shame, then the hand of Jesus touched me.
Boys.
And now I am no
taking excuses away.
Yeah. Hey, man.
I don't have a clue where to play this. I never did sing it much. But just...
You have the song "Wait a Little Longer, Please, Jesus"?
I don't have the words. Don't know.
We'll find them while you're singing it.
Well, I don't know it that well. You better let you sing that.
We wouldn't know what to do
with
that mouth.
I may get this too high and have started again. I don't know.
It's all right, bro.
There is an unseen hand to me that leads me through ways I cannot see while going through this world of woe. This hand still leads me as I go. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that this weary land. and some sweet day I'll reach the strength still guided by the unseen hand. His hand has led through shadows dream, and while it leads me, I have no fear. I know 'twill lead me to that home where sand notes are. Trusting to the unseen hand,
dear my
that guides me through this weary land, and some sweet day I'll reach that strength.
Best verse. Listen to the words.
I long to see my Savior's face.
Yes, glory to God.
And sing the story saved by grace. And there that golden strand, I'll praise Him for His guiding hand. I'm trusting to the unseen hand that God. This weary land, and some sweet day,
oh, yeah.
I'll reach the strength, still God divine, the unseen hand, still.
Tell you right now, I could see on the expression of her face, she's getting blessed. I have sometimes a hard time putting into words what's in my heart. And of course, you're always worried about, you know, taking too long, saying too much. I'll be honest with you, I'm going to preach, but I don't have to. If you got something on your heart this morning, I encourage that. God, He said He inhabits the praise of His people, and He deserves that praise. And even when Richard sung that song, The Unseen Hand, it was a type of worship. It means when we sing that song that we know there is an unseen hand. He said, this is the best verse. And when I see Him on that day, and you know, one day we will see Him in His glory, high and lifted up. Not like the world is down, you know, the world kind of off-cast. There's no room for Jesus when He's born. There's no room in the world for Him now, but they're going to make room for Him. But oh, listen, on that day when He's in His glory, when His rightful place has finally been manifested and we see Him, and we're not going to be like Peter, James, and John have to leave. We're going to be able to stay there with Him. And I'm looking forward to that day when He takes His rightful place, and the world and all the skeptics and all of the atheists and all of the religious nuts have to step aside. And He comes upon the scene, the one we've been looking for and one we've been expecting for a long time. And hallelujah, on that day, praise God, we'll be glad that we're on the Lord's side. Amen. Going to be rough to the world. Going to be a blessing to the church. If anybody else has got a testimony, I'll give an opportunity to give it. If not, we'll be opening our Bibles, Luke chapter number 23. I don't know why, but for some reason or another, I've been getting up early every Saturday morning. It just so happened this Saturday morning, I got up at 2 o'clock. And at first I thought that it was too early to get up. But I found out that there was a reason that I woke up at 2 o'clock was to meet with the Lord. That we've been having a meeting time every Saturday morning. And this was an exceptional meeting time that I had with the Lord this past Saturday morning. My son come in there and there I am. I'm up and I've done prayed and sitting there reading my Bible. And he come in there and he said, what are you doing up, Dad? I said, I'm having devotion with the Lord. And he run pull him out of his shoes. You know, when you're not right with God, you don't hang around very long. But I couldn't tell him nothing else. I mean, I was having devotions with my Lord. And I was reading my Bible that morning. And the Lord gave me tremendous messages. I don't know when I'll get to preach them. But I am looking forward to preaching them. But one of the ones he gave me permission to preach this morning. So we'll be looking this morning to Luke chapter number 23, and I'm only going to be reading one verse. As much as I'd like to read a whole bunch, I'm only going to be reading one verse, Luke chapter number 23, verse number 33. And that verse says, and when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him. And the malefactors, one on the right hand, the other on the left. I had a controversy one time with a man at work. And he said, I don't understand why everybody says there was only three crosses up there. Because he said they crucified lots of people back in those days. And I said, well, Larry, I don't have a controversy, but the Bible does say one on the right and one on the left. And he said, where is that? I said, in Luke chapter 23. But a lot of people have a lot of controversy. But all controversy is put to silence when we spend more time in the Word of God. And I'm glad that we have the Word of God to help us in matters of controversy. Because I'll tell you, there is a lot of controversy. But I want to preach this morning on a message, have you been to Calvary? And notice in that message, it said, when they were come to the place which is called Calvary. Now, I want to preach this morning, have you been to Calvary? Father, we love You this morning. Lord, what an honor it is to preach on such a sacred place and text as the place You laid Your life down so we could take ours up in You. I pray, Father, for help this morning. Lord, I'm not eloquent. I'm like Moses. Lord, I don't have any great ability or degree or anything. Seem like, Lord, the only thing I've got is You, but I'm glad You is all I need. I just pray, Father, You'll help me this morning My earnest desire is to deliver this message as you've given it to me. And I pray, Lord, you'll help me not to stumble or stutter. Oh, Lord, anything short of what you've given me that I might deliver all here this morning. Help us, Lord, to receive and hear from the Word of God, from heaven, from the Holy Ghost of God. Lord, we might be able, Lord, to take in, Lord, the majesty of this message, Father. And we pray for those that might be here lost, that they might come to Calvary. We pray for those that are saved like I am, that their mind might go back to that moment when they were in such fear, wondering if God could or would save them. And they found out they didn't have to go no further than Calvary to find all that they needed to be saved. Help us, Father, I pray in Jesus' blessed name we ask it. Amen. Praise the Lord for a message like this. A place called Calvary. My pastor used to sing a song. Had there not been for a place called Mount Calvary. Had there not been for the old rugged cross. Had there not been for a man called Jesus. Then my soul would forever be lost. Oh, many songs have been written about this place called Calvary. Many lives have been changed because of a place called Calvary. And it's at Calvary that you can see the love of God manifested. You can see the love that He had for you. You can see the love that He had for me. There's no missing it. It's so manifested at Calvary. They crucified Him, it says. But I want you to know He allowed it.
Amen.
Now they could crucify me. But sister, unless I'd be kicking and screaming. But they crucified Him. And He allowed it, Sister Sophia. He just delivered Himself into their hands. Because they were killing Him. Just so He could give them forgiveness and life and mercy. But it's at the Calvary that the love of God is manifested in such a way that there's no missing it. There's no missing it. A young girl one time, in a moment of stupidity and loss of other options, took a gun and put it to her head and shot herself. And she did not die immediately. And as the onlookers came and gathered around her and looked at her laying there in a pool of blood, an old white-headed preacher, and I'm not far from that, Brother Anthony. I was looking at them pictures they made while me and the girls was up here singing about the cabin on the hill, and I thought, boy, that old hair is everything but brown now, boy. I seen the gray, and I mean, it was really shining. But anyway, an old white-headed preacher came up there, and being a preacher, caring about people's souls and lives, he seen this young girl, and he said, "Honey, why did you do it, honey? Why did you do it?" She said, "Preacher, nobody cares about me. Nobody loves me, preacher." He said, "Honey, I love you." She said, "You never showed it." You see what I mean? He was at a loss when he said, "I love you," because she said, "You never showed it." He said, "Honey, your mother should have loved you." She said, "Preacher, she never showed it." You know, that's sad when mothers don't love their children. The Bible said in the last day they'll lose their natural affection. You hear now in the news about mothers being drunk and in their drunkenness, or babies is gone, or sometimes they kill them, try to get the insurance money, lose that natural affection. But this young girl said she never showed it, preacher. He said, "Honey, surely your daddy loved you." She said, "Preacher, he never showed it." He said, "Well, honey, surely your brothers and sisters love you." She said, "Preacher, they never showed it." That's a sad commentary. This preacher's at a loss of words now, Sister Sophia. Finally, the light came on, and he said, "Honey, Jesus loves you." And boy, she had to shut her mouth. I'm glad, praise God. I'll tell you what, boy, the love of God was manifested. Man, I'll tell you what, when you tell somebody Jesus loves them, they can't say He never showed it. He showed His love right there. When He delivered Himself into their hands and allowed them to crucify him, the Lord of glory. And I want you to know they crucified him, but he allowed it. And the greater love of God was manifested when he laid down his life for his friend. And I'm telling you what, they hated him, but he loved them. And he loved them unto the end. Amen. There's no missing the love of God. Amen. At Calvary. Man, I remember the day I come to Calvary, Brother Anthony. Somebody said, Eddie, Jesus loves you. And boy, that was good news. But I wondered if he could love me enough to forgive me. I was rotten to the core. I remember the day I got baptized at Brotherhood Free Will Baptist Church in Glasgow, Kentucky. And there was a man there that I worked with named Mark Bunch. And I was in the line to be baptized. I got baptized and I come out of that baptismal pool and here come Mark Bunch and he come up to me and he said, I refuse to believe that Jesus could save someone like you. I couldn't deny the charge. I couldn't believe it neither. He said, I want to hear your testimony. And I told him about God saving me. He hugged my neck and he said, God bless you, brother. Now I'm telling you, boy, the old song says, when my Savior reached down for me, he had to reach way down. I want you to know, I was worse than worse. I was unprofitable. I was wretched. I was wicked. I had my vile voice and mind and everything. He had worked with me. He had seen me. And he counted me as impossible. Ever bear the name of Jesus. And he was absolutely right. And there was another man I worked with named Wendell Shaw. And Wendell Shaw said, Eddie Wade, Jesus loves you. He said, Eddie Wade, Jesus will save you if you'll just ask him. He gave me this illustration, Brother Anthony. He said, Eddie, if your little boy done something wrong, and he come to you and said, Daddy, I'm sorry. He said, Eddie, what would you do? And I said, well, one, I'd forgive him. He said, Eddie, it's the same way with God. He just wanting you to come and say, I'm sorry. He's waiting to forgive you. He's waiting for you to come. And I'll tell you what, I didn't drag my feet no more. That day they gave the invitation at the church. The devil nailed my feet to the floor and I couldn't move them for nothing. But even if I could have, I wouldn't have known what to do. I didn't even know about I was supposed to ask God to forgive me. I didn't know I was supposed to ask God to save me. I just knew I was lost and undone without God in the world. Amen. That's all I knew. But I'll tell you what, that day I come to Calvary, Brother Melvin, at 9000 Ebony Road, April 27th, 1988. And I knelt down at such a loss that I had nothing left to lose. Called upon Him that's rich in mercy. God, call upon Him. And on that day, I got a refuge for myself. I got a Calvary. I got forgiveness. I got saved. And it's only a Calvary, amen, that a lost person can get saved. And I'm glad, praise God. You don't have to go no further than Calvary. It was at Calvary they crucified Him. It was at Calvary that I crucified Eddie Wade. And he started living in my place. I'll tell you what, they put him to death at Calvary. But at Calvary, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. And it was at Calvary that Eddie Wade died. And at Calvary, Jesus started living. The day star rose in my heart. And I want you to know He abides still. And it's Him. Amen. One thing they said at the funeral Saturday. Y'all heard me preach that message about the turning point. About my Uncle Benny. And a tree falling on him. And I said he had all kinds of sons and one daughter. And at that funeral home, one of them boys come up to me and I was bragging on his dad. He said, you know what my dad said about you, Brother Eddie? Of course I said, what? He said, he come up here and he told us, he said, Eddie really got it. He said, I mean, boy, he really got it. Well, I'll tell you what, you can really get it if you'll go to Calvary. And oh me, Jesus said, who'll love me the most? He that's been forgiven of much or he that's been forgiven of little. I'm telling you, there is mercy at Calvary. There is love manifested at Calvary. If you can just get to Calvary, amen. That woman, that issue of blood, she said, if I can just get to Jesus, I'll tell you how to get to Jesus. Come to Calvary. Amen. Oh, me. He loves you. You need Him. I've run from God for 34 years. Now I don't run from Him, I run to Him. But I'll tell you what, I met Him at Calvary. And I'm about like those guys, they sent to arrest Jesus in John chapter 7, verse 46. They said, why didn't you bring him? And they said, never a man spake like that man spake. And I want you to know, boy, nobody ever told me what he told me. He told me to go in peace. He told me you're saved. He told me I love you. He said, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to help you. I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to forsake you. You're mine now. I bought you. I paid for you. You paid it for by Calvary's blood. Amen. Woo! I felt like I'm in a funeral home. Tell y'all what, y'all shut the roof off. We'll put it back on. Amen. But it's at Calvary. You see the love that he had for you. Now listen, it's great that he had love for John. It's great he had love for Peter. It's great he had love for Matthew and Luke. But I want you to know he had love for you. And you can only find that love when you get to Calvary. You'll find out how deep that love is, how great that love is. The Bible said herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and gave his son to be propitiation for our sins. It's in Calvary. The love of God was manifested. I'll tell you what, a lot of people can find a lot of fault in God, but they won't nobody find no fault in the love of God. Because I'll tell you what, buddy, he's got a nail-scarred hand that they put that hole in there and he's still reaching it out saying, take me by the hand. Let me help you. Amen. Listen, it's at Calvary that the Bible makes sense to the skeptics. They scratch their head and they say, how is it that Jesus could die and rise from the dead? And many today, oh, they're skeptic. But I'm telling you, as much as the skeptics pursue and try to disprove the Bible account, their lives have been changed by visiting a place called Calvary. Amen. You can't go to that place and not be the same. Every time you go to Calvary, I've heard Brother Melvin Sisson preaching. Him and his wife have been over there in the Holy Land several times. And he said, there's just something about walking up on that place called Golgotha. Calvary, the place of the skull. He said, you walk up on there. And he said, boy, you can feel. I heard a story one time, Jesse, about a man that went and seen the Grand Canyon. And when he seen it, he came back. And the only thing he could say was something big happened there. I mean, it's just bigger than comprehension. Here he was, minute, dwarfed by the size of the Grand Canyon. And he said, something big happened here. And Melvin said, he walked up on Calvary. And he said, something big happened here. Amen. At Calvary. Woo! All the skeptics are put to silence. At Calvary, I'll tell you what, they're shamed in their effort to disprove. The Queen of Sheba came to prove Solomon, the Bible said, with hard questions in 1 Kings chapter 10, verse 1. The Bible said Solomon told her all her questions until there was no more spirit left in her. In verse number 5, she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard, but I believed not until I came. Amen. And until you come to Calvary, I'm telling you, you'll believe not. But when you come to Calvary, you'll be like her. She said, the hive not been told. Woo! Jesus said, a greater than Solomon is here. Matthew 12:42. Listen, she came and saw Solomon. And there was no more spirit left in her. She was a skeptic. She said, I believe not to report until I came and saw. And she had some hard questions. I've had some people, Brother Anthony, ask me some hard questions. But I have found out I've got something they don't have. I have found out I've got help. It's able. I found out that he can give to me. He told his disciples, he said, you go, you take no thought what you'll say, it'll be given to you in that hour. I have found out if I open my mouth for the right reason, I have found out he'll put in there what's needed. I have found God to preach to me and through me as I talk to other people. I have stood amazed at what he said to them as much as they were amazed to hear from me. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Woo! She said, the hath not been told. I'll tell you what, you come to Calvary. She said, I believe not until I came. One reason you're lost today. One reason you haven't believed today is because you've not came. You know, I come one day and I'll be honest. I wondered whether God would, could forgive me my sins and save me. But I found out when I came, that not only would he, not only could he, but he did it in such a way that for 23 years now, I've been looking in the mirror, and I'll tell you what, boy, I'm not done yet. He's still working on me. But that man I was that day, oh, has been so transformed. I'll tell you what, I'm getting more like him and less like me. I started thinking the mind of Christ. I started manifesting the love of God. I started getting burdened for souls and going out when people say, you're crazy. About like old Paul, he said, I'm a fool for Christ. I'll tell you what, when you get good and crazy, that just means Jesus got the biggest portion of your mind, amen. And it's at the Calvary that the skeptics are put to silence, amen. It's at Calvary that oceans of mercy can be found for the guilty. Now I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people incarcerated in our prisons. I've been in our prisons. But there's a greater prison than concrete and steel bars. I've been in maximum security prisons, and Melissa, when they shut that door, it's such a sound. When that door shuts, you know you're not going nowhere unless they open it. I mean, it's a ka-chung, and it just jars the ground. And then there's two men, boy, black outfits and AK-47s, and they're not sitting there holding them like a little harp. I mean, they're sitting there wanting the opportunity to use them. I mean, boy, if Luke could kill a big dead man right now. But I'll tell you what, I go out there and talk to those inmates out there on the yard out there, and I realize this prison's not what's holding them. It's sin's what's holding them. And I'll tell you what, Jesus came in this world to set captives free, and a captive can be set free. If that captive can make it to Calvary, he can find right there the mercy of God shed abroad. Amen. Glory to God. God said, let us reason together. That means that's an invitation. He said, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. He wants you to know who's doing the talking. He said, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, he said, I'll make them white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them as wool. I'm telling you, Calvary, there are oceans of mercy for the guilty. They throw a woman at the feet of Jesus, Anita. Boy, she is guilty. I mean, boy. You know, nowadays they got to have it on videotape. Nowadays, and they got to get so many witnesses. I just found out they let that boy go that murdered his bride on their honeymoon. They got him on tape. He's over turning the air off on her thing. She's over drowning and he's over playing and he ain't even going to go look or nothing. That just don't add up. But the judge said not enough evidence and they let him go. Well, let me say this. There's one ready to judge the quick and the dead at his appearing, and he will get a good judgment on that day, because I want you to know he'll be weighed in the balances, and I'll tell you right now, there won't be no lawyer, no judge to be able to get him out of the judgment of Jesus Christ. And the Bible said we must all appear for the judgment seat of Christ to receive the things we've done, whether it be good or bad, we're going to be judged, receive reward or lose or whatever. But I'm glad, praise God, no matter how guilty you are, if you want forgiveness, you can get to Calvary, you'll find out there are oceans, amen. Police got to be careful now, Brother Melvin. When they arrest someone now, the sheriff back there where I live at, Sheriff Chris Eaton, I don't think a lot of him. But there was a drunk, and he's drunk on Sunday. You know how that is. I used to be there. I can't throw no rocks. That girl caught red-headed act of adultery. They wouldn't throw rocks, but they couldn't. He's more guilty than she was. They brought her to Jesus, and that's the wrong place to take someone guilty. But Sheriff Eaton, this drunk wrecked his car into the church. I mean, came right into the church in the car, and he's drunk. And they arrest him, and they take him outside, and I'm just going to guess they didn't appreciate what he'd done. They didn't appreciate who he'd done it to. And they roughed him up a little bit, and some little girl told, and I wish she'd went out there and joined him myself. But anyway, she went out there and told on him, and they're getting him now for, unnecessary roughness. It seemed like the law is backwards. I don't know. Nobody can do anything. Nobody can do anything wrong nowadays, it seems like. But that boy there now, they're going to sue this sheriff and the deputies. And all they're doing is what they're paid to do, protect and serve. And here this man, drunk, could have took somebody's life, but, got roughed up a little bit. And he's probably going to get out of it. But I'll tell you right now, at Calvary, mercy can be found for the guilty. You can be forgiven at Calvary. You can find mercy at Calvary. He's waiting for you at Calvary. He's wanting you to come to Calvary. What's keeping you from coming? And I want you to know, and also let me say this, that there is salvation for the lost at Calvary. I mean, the Bible said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation any other. That ought to put all of the religious garbage away. But unfortunately, people love darkness rather than light, and they'd rather have, I don't remember who it was, member of it. And I guess it's more than talking about what the Muslims believe. They believe that Allah is God and Muhammad is prophet. Hey, now, other than that, there ain't no other. But I'll tell you right now, the Bible said in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other. For there's no other name given under heaven whereby we must be saved. It's talking about Jesus. But I'll tell you right now, there's plenty of salvation at Calvary, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You can be saved if you can make it to Calvary. Oh, he wouldn't save me, preacher. He said, try me and prove me. Let me say this, that Walmart don't carry salvation. Hollywood don't know about salvation. Religion don't know about salvation. They made twofold more child of hell than themselves. But I'll tell you right now, if you can make it to Calvary, he said in the book of Malachi, he said, try me and prove me. I'm telling you right now, he will not turn you away. He's able to save to the uttermost from the guttermost, and at Calvary, you can be saved, amen. And it's at Calvary that lives are changed forever. My pastor used to sing a song about coming home. Said my little boy hid behind the door. And he sung in this song. He said, never fear. You got a brand new daddy here. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live there anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. Thanks to Calvary. Boy, have you ever thought about it? If there had never been a place like Calvary but in heaven, where would we go? I mean, what could we do? I mean, what could we do if there wasn't a place called Calvary? But I'm glad not only is a place called Calvary, but Sister Sophia, there's a welcome mat. There's been a way made called a new and living way. And at Calvary, sinners can meet their Savior. And at Calvary, they can reason with Him. At Calvary, they can ask Him for mercy. They can ask Him to be saved. And at Calvary, glory to God, amen. Lives can be changed. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the man I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. As the tears rolled down my face, I tried to tell them, thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. Many songs have been written. Fanny Crosby wrote a song called At Calvary. Oh me, testimonies have been given. Hey, let me say, you too will have a testimony if you can get to Calvary. But I'll tell you right now, if you don't get to Calvary, you'll be without hope, without help, in a place called hell. And in hell, you'll say, I wish I'd went to Calvary. I'm telling you, with a death that he died, and the suffering that he suffered, and the nail hole in his hand, and the side, a wound in his side, and nail holes in his feet and hand, scars upon his brow from the crown of thorns, is the evidence of his love. If you trespass all of that, end up in a place called hell. Down there, you'll probably remember you didn't have to be there, and you'll remember you should have went to Calvary. Let me ask you this. Have you been to Calvary? I have. There's others in here that have. We're all testimonies of the truth of the message today. But I'll tell you right now, lives are changed at Calvary. And I guess Brother Melvin and Brother Richard, if they would please, if you don't care, if you could find an invitational hymn about Calvary, I'd sure appreciate it. So I'll tell you right now, this morning, God wants the lost to come to Calvary. And I'll promise you this morning, if you can make it to Calvary, you can find mercy, you can find love, you can find forgiveness, you can find salvation, and you can find a changed life. You're talking about an extreme makeover. I remember that day I went to Calvary. Man, oh man, I'm telling you, boy, there was oceans of mercy come down in my soul. And it was joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I'm telling you, it was peace that passed all understanding. And I jumped up and looked in the mirror. And even though I couldn't see the difference, there was a difference so different in me that I'll tell you right now, I couldn't hide it no matter what I did. But it was at Calvary. It was at Calvary. I think there's one called at Calvary, I believe. 311. Alright. Let's sing 311 verse, then we'll sing that other one. I want you to listen to the words of this song, because this was true of my life. 34 years, I spent vanity and pride. I didn't care that my Lord was crucified. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, you better think about the words of this song before you turn Calvary down. Let me ask everybody to stand, please. I want you to think about the message this morning. Have you been to Calvary? And if not, why not? Won't you come this morning and find at Calvary your all in all? Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me He died. Oh, Calvary! Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Won't you come this morning? There's plenty of mercy. There's plenty of salvation. I'm telling you, at Calvary, you can find what you need. You can be made whole at Calvary. Have you been to Calvary? If not, why don't you come this morning? I'm telling you, it'll make a difference. You can take Jesus home. Great and grace was free. Get somebody by the hand and say, go with me to Calvary. I need to get to Calvary. My burdened soul found liberty at Calvary. Oh, I've given Jesus everything. Have you? Now I gladly own Him as my King. Yes, I do. Now my raptured soul can only sing, oh, Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. He's got that for you. There was multiplied to me. Listen. There my burden, so my liberty. Calvary. Listen, last verse. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty cup that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty. At Calvary. Hold on just a second, Brother Melvin. We're going to sing that last verse one more time. But before we do it, I'd like to ask every head to be bowed this morning. I felt God's leadership in preaching this morning. Every head bowed this morning. There's someone in here, Brother Eddie, I've never been to Calvary. I need prayer. I need to get to Calvary. Now I want you to remember me in prayer. Is there somebody here this morning? God bless that hand. Is there another one here this morning? Brother Eddie, God bless that hand. Is there any more this morning? Brother Eddie, I've never been to Calvary. I want you to pray for me that I can get to Calvary. I want to go to heaven. All right, there's a couple of hands that come up. We're going to sing this last verse one more time. Then we're going to sing the song the little girl wanted us to sing. But listen, as we sing this last verse, why don't you do more than raise your hand? Won't you just step on out and by faith come to Calvary this morning? And say, boy, I wished I'd done that a long time ago. Don't let the devil hold you back. Come this morning. I beg you to come. Sing it, Brother Melvin.
Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the
come on,
God is plan at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary.
All right.
Extend this invitation here to put this other song. Page 23.
When he reached down his hand for me. Amen. Boy, I'm glad he's reaching. Won't you reach back? I'll tell you right now, there's a nail-scarred hand reaching right now. I love this song. I sing it every now and then myself. My soul was astray from the heavenly way and was wretched and bound as could be. Savior, gave me peace, joy, and love when he reached down his hand for me. Oh, listen. When he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me. I was lost and undone. Without God or His Son, when He reached down His hand for me. Listen to this next verse.
I was near in despair when He came to me there, and He showed me that I could be free. Lifting my feet, gave me glory complete when he reached down his hand for me.
He's reaching.
When he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me. I was lost and without God or his Son, when he reached down his hand for me. He rejoiced since I made him my choice. From the tempest to him, now I flee. Now I lean on his arm. I'm secure from all harm since he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me.
Listen, I was lost.
I was lost and when he reached down his hand for me.
Here's what happened if you'll come.
Since the Lord gave me peace, heavenly joys never cease. Lord, I give all my life unto thee. Have my feet for my hand. Pray with thee, I may stand. For you reach down your hand for me.
He's reaching today.
Reach down his hand for me. When he reached down his hand for me, I was lost.
of God for His Son. When He reached down His hand for me. Thank you, Brother Melvin, Brother Richard. It's all right, brother. Anybody got a testimony this morning? We've been a little long. I'm not making an apology for it. All right. True.
How
much better it is. That's
right. Amen.
You must think as you get older, you get weaker, but I get stronger.
Yeah, ma'am.
Amen.
Yeah, ma'am.
And that song that I know all of you shared it. I'm so glad God saved them.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the best song.
God bless you, Sister Sophia. Help yourself.
I've seen on the television where these people kiss each other on in the foreign land. I've told them here before. And they said, somebody asked them why they done that. And they said, because I love them.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. You're going to hug everybody in here. You're going to start with me. I'll tell you that right now. Hallelujah. You ain't had to walk too far either. Amen. God bless you, Sister Sophia. Hallelujah. I appreciate it. Amen. Anybody else got a testimony? Well, let's all take time here in just a minute. And I'll tell you right now, if you got a testimony, shame on you. If you don't give it, if you don't hug Sister Sophia, shame on you. I'll tell you right now, that's what God's love is all about. Amen. Yeah, holy hand. Yeah.
Amen.
Heart surgery. That's right.
That's right. Amen.
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 God bless you, Sister Molly. Amen. I like what she said. She said He took His holy hand, reached down and got mine.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad He took me by the hand. Amen. Set my feet upon the rock, established my going, put a song in my heart, even praising the Lord. And I've been singing it ever since that day. Amen. Anybody else got a praise, testimony, anything? If not, hug Sister Sophia's neck. God bless you. Come back tonight, 5 o'clock. Well, last Sunday we was going to preach out of the book of Ruth, and I'm still got liberty to do that, so we'll be preaching tonight out of the book of Ruth tonight. I think Brother Anthony and Sister Melissa's got to leave out, but they'll be able to hear it by way of this recorder. We thank God for this recorder. What a blessing it is.